Drive with Tabi Sokotani, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. on Power 98.7.
There were concerns earlier on that Magalie's water will be draining Hartbeespoort Dam as part of its water resource management plan, but they are denying that. The Northwest Times ran a story that saying that this plan was approved by the Department of Water and Sanitation as it looks to address the quality of water supply in the area. David Mahaye speaks on behalf of Magalie's Water and joins us on the line. David, how are you?
Good afternoon, Conan. How are you?
Very well, my brother. So there is no truth in all of this?
None whatsoever. If anything, we are dismayed and embarrassed at the kind of journalism that we are experiencing these days.
Yeah, yeah. And so what's the plan? Because, you know, I'm told that very little has changed in as far as the Hartbees Dam water is concerned.
Well, the truth is, indeed, the situation hasn't changed, Tabiso, because only on the 25th of May did we announce that we have been appointed for a period of 3 years as an implementing agent on behalf of the Department of Water and Sanitation to deal with, one, the removal of the much-talked-about hyacinth, two, to improve the water quality in the Crocodile West catchment area. We have discovered that part of the challenges that are in that catchment area, it's due to effluents that is coming upstream into the province, and obviously because we are a water board and part of our mandate is to treat water to the highest potable standards, that we treat the worst raw water in the country as compared to any other water board. So our work is quite vast, but we are confident that within the 3 year period we should have turned the corner.
So, I mean, the Crocodile West catchment, which include, I'm told, your approach is to conduct trials on various methods of removing, the toxicity from the dam, is your approach, not draining the water resource as alleged. So that's the bottom line.
No, definitely. I think what's important, Tabiso, and for your listeners, is for people to understand that part of the water that we are treating in the Crocodile West catchment area, inclusive of the Hartbeespoort Dam, is what we would call return flows. So this is water that would have ordinarily been used by residents of Gauteng and trickles downstream into the Northwest Province. Now, because it's not raw water in its purest form, this is rainwater that you would find in your river or dam. And there are elements of people who are now discharging effluent into the source. You have the poorest raw water available. And this has now even pushed our water treatment expenditure quite high. Because in certain instances, after you've treated this water, when it has gone through all of your water treatment process in the plant, by the time you want to distribute it into the bulk network, when you do your final tests, the results come and say there is inconsistencies here and there or non-conformities. And as a result, you can't distribute. You then have to do a repeat process where, for example, in certain instances, you have to increase your dosing so that you then deal with all of those anomalies in your water. But by and large, when you look at the water demand in the Bojanala Platinum District, even if there was an avenue from an engineering perspective for us to drain the water, it would really be a waste, because we know that the resource is in demand, and if anything, we have to preserve what we have and try to treat it to the highest potable standard so that our people can have access to water, which is a basic human right issue, which is a constitutional issue at the end of the day.
Yeah, because I mean, I was surprised as well, because I've been told that the problem is not necessarily the water in Hartbees, but the spillages of sewage water from surrounding from surrounding sources type of a situation, water treatment plants, dysfunctional ones, for that matter.
Very much so. In our engagements with the department, part of what we are going to do is to actually investigate the kind of effluent that gets into the source and recommend to the department, because the Department of Water and Sanitation is the authority in the space. on some actions that need to be taken against those people that are doing the very same issue that you're talking about. To the extent that in the near future, when you're talking about the raw water in the Crocodile West catchment area, you're talking about water that in comparative terms you can take and say, when you look at the quality of the raw water in the system, when you go to the van, it's more or less the same. But as it is currently, like I was saying in my introduction, you can't compare the kind of raw water that we are treating here in the north with any other water board in the country. Yeah.
And I mean, I know this is not your issue, but for me, as somebody who goes to Hartis from time to time, I mean, I'm not sure if the mere sight of Hartis without the dam would be a view to behold, because, you know, without water, I can't imagine the attraction.
No, very much true, Tabi. So the reality is that when you particularly now look at the issue of the hyacinth, it has had a negative effect on the ecotourism of Madibeng, because a lot of you guys in the urbanized provinces, your Johannesburg and Pretoria, most of you prefer to come to the Hartis during the weekend because it's a different setting.
Mm.
And the reality is that the issue of the hyacinth has affected a lot of businesses that were using the natural attractions to, you know, be profitable and sustainable. And part of the work that you are going to do is to try and reclaim the glory days of Hartis, to the extent that by the time you drive to the Hartis, you wouldn't even recognize it, because we should be in a situation where that hyacinth is no more.
Yeah. But are you able to deal with it effectively, though? Because the solution lies in these dysfunctional water treatment plants that are feeding this into the system. Somebody was telling me that even if you were to cut those green plants that are protruding from the water, they will come back because of the fermentation caused by this, sewage spillage into the dam.
Well, that is true, Tabi. So that is why part of our work includes us investigating the kind of effluence that is in the system. But over and above that, because we are going to be now regularly testing the raw water in the system, we would be knowing what is that we need to deal with, which includes what you're talking about. To say, if you now deal harshly with the people that are dumping effluents into the system, you are obviously cutting the supply for the growth of the hyacinth. So you've already dealt with one part of the problem. So as soon as you've dealt with that, then you will invest and research other technologies that will ensure that you want to get to that objective of having the dam in a pristine condition, to the extent that all of the water activities that were done previously are done there without any obstruction.
Got you. Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate your time as always.
Thank you so much,
Tabiso. Thanks a lot. There you go. Makhali is a water spokesperson saying there is no such thing as draining the dam. I mean, it's not going to happen. But like I said, I mean, it would be a very strange sight. Just the landscape without the dam itself. That's exactly what I thought about when I came across this particular story. But it's still a major problem.